Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, my goodness, here I am eating up the time we got to watch footy ball. Well, I'll tell you what, I got a couple of things. I noticed people did take notice that I posted a thing about gender ideology that they're ramming through schools. Now, this is from April of this year, the 27th. So, you know, it's infamous, and it's publication of Hilldale's College. I will suggest that anybody wants to know what people really think of what's going on, yeah, you might get a copy. You get in touch with them at hillsdalecollege.edu. Now, behind that one, I posted Massachusetts School District segregates student staff based on race. I don't know about you, but I thought there was more to our free country than slavery. Now, you might think you're free, and I'll tell you that what they did was very simple. They exchanged the chains that held the slaves' legs together and stuff for chains that they manufactured by way of the banks. Ooh, got a mortgage? Oh, on your car? Oh, got credit card debt? Guess what? Chains get stronger each and every time you do fool with something like that. Now, I'm going to play what I'm going to call the theme song for me. To that right? Did you hear what it had to say? I got something to say. I made two posts. One from Infamous, and it's a read that you need to make because that's what they're doing to your kids in public school. Second part is from Judicial Watch, and it just gets worse. Okay, what I'm asking is, tell me what you think of these. Post your thoughts on Cosmic Voice, please. And I don't care what kind of language you use. It don't really matter, but these feather muckers need to go someplace. There are many ideas and thoughts involved in these things. The main ideas start on a very basic level and graduate from the caveman level all the way into and beyond civilization. Yeah, well, Tribalism is all a big hit. We'll get into that in a minute. Tell everyone the direction and ultimate conclusion these actions end in. And just tell me what you think. How do you see the outcomes? I mean, these are our employees, and we are not their slaves. Get the info posted to everyone you can. Now, I got about 7 magazines. I'm going to go through them very, very quickly. There's only one item in one magazine, and it's called National Review, and this is the week. And usually the first thing they put on as a statement is hilarious. I think this is just as funny as it gets. Don't think of it as surrender to Afghanistan. Think of it as a mask mandate for Afghan women. Now, think that over real close. I said it out loud. Now, here we go with another one. The Week. Editor's letter. William Falk actually stepped on his own. He caught it in a zipper and all that. Two things are clear. President Biden entered office believing that Afghanistan was worth no further sacrifice by soldiers. That's true. We should have left when we completed the primary mission. And I don't mean me or you. I'm talking about the dummies that think they're in charge of things and know what they're doing. Very simply, we're going to stay. We're going to fix that place. Yeah. When U.S. generals and some intelligence analysts warned that the Afghan army and government could rapidly collapse, Biden dismissed that risk. Now we got Trump being responsible for COVID. Several Republican governors are carrying on the Trumpian tradition, insisting that vaccination, masks, and not infecting others is a matter of personal choice. In a free country, it is, whether you like it or not, Mr. Falk. Millions of Americans are still insisting against mountains of heartbreaking evidence that getting a shot is more dangerous than getting COVID. Well, the only problem with the shot is very simple. It's experimental. They haven't proven diddly squat. It doesn't seem to work against COVID-19 or any of the variants, so you tell me why bother. Oh, I'm supposed to wear a mask because Fauci says so. Well, you know what Fauci can take a flying leap at? A rolling donut. Now, here's William Falk again. The Week. Oh, farewell to nation building. U.S. had searing proof that in Vietnam, it was proven in Vietnam. We saw what happens. We assume that because we are very powerful, we can we can achieve things that are unachievable. And there's ways to do that, but there's one basic thing involved in all this, the will to fight. Something that's worth your risking death to preserve. We can remove dictators like Saddam Hussein and Muammar al-Gaddafi, but in the ensuing vacuum, we can't erase ancient sectarian and tribal divisions and create peaceful, self-governing nations. They ain't got nothing to do with that. It's got everything in the world to do with their belief system. Warts and all. The U.S. is still an indispensable nation, but as we recover from our bad habit of trying to fix what can't be fixed, we need somebody to, you know, show us the way. He actually even makes a quote about the Bible. God grant me the serenity to accept the things that cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Yeah, well, that's right, but there's a different reason. The reason goes to bowing down to mullahs and other spiritual or religious leaders. That's exactly what it boils down to. Then Biden handling the border. This is from Washington Examiner. You probably like it. Some of the shit that I read. Biden handling the border just as incompetently as he handled Afghanistan. It just took a catastrophic failure like the one in Afghanistan to draw attention to how incompetently he has performed in other areas. Chaos on the southern border does not happen every year, whether you like it, whether they think so or not. Ooh, and then we got a leaked audio obtained by Fox News. Mayorkas sang a different tune telling Customs and Border Protection agents that the crisis is unsustainable and that our people in the field can't continue like this. Whoops. In McAllen, Texas, more than 1,500 of the 7,000 migrant agents dropped off, tested positive for COVID. Woo. Well, that means that we need to test all of them. We need to put the National Guard out down there. Hello, Texas. The militia needs to join in, et cetera. In Laredo, the percentage of migrants testing positive reached 40%. Now, think about that, 40% is high. And in the town of Mission, Texas, they have had to set up a tent city to house COVID-positive migrants. How much does it take, Mr. Biden? Come on, hello. Quit reading a teleprompter and wake up. Biden's wishful thinking about the southern border got in the way of dealing with inconvenient realities. Ooh. Well, let's put it this way. And I really expect this to happen if we don't have a Civil War II before then. Misjudged reality, Biden. The voters may be much more willing to admit their misjudgment in electing the man, we hope. Now, I don't know how many people it takes to screw in a light bulb in the federal government, but it's more than it should. Now, I've been doing this for quite a few years, and I don't intend to slow down, back up, or stop anytime soon. However, there are some missions that I have to accomplish. They may take longer than a week. Now, I'm having a great show on executive orders and mandates, unfunded mandates. What I'm thinking about is forming a strike force. They've been going along thinking that they can get away with anything and do anything they wish for quite a while now. And I hate to tell you, teachers union, but you may not survive the ensuing backlash. I have been sitting on top of a bunch of people that wanted to go kill everybody and have the capability and the expertise to do so. Special ops? Oh, yeah, well, you don't even leave a footprint in the sand if you're a Navy SEAL when you go ashore. Here's how that works, very simply. We, as a people, have a choice. You got to make a choice. That will be helped along in varying ways. And one of the ways is to use a strike force. I don't like the idea of having to go against my own people, but when you renounce everything but your citizenry, that's the Constitution, Articles of Confederation, Bill of Rights, all become toilet paper to you, you are not considered a part of the good guys any longer. Doesn't matter who you think you are, don't matter the position you hold. You're basically in deep trouble. That deep trouble has to be made a reality. We got laws, we got this, we got that. Guess what? When nobody enforces, you heard me, nobody enforces, that's where the problem comes in. Nobody is enforcing the law, whether it's constitutional, federal, state, local, whatever, and crooks are turned loose, Oh, just because you killed somebody don't mean nothing. Uh-huh. Well, there is a serious problem, and that serious problem is going to become very real for way too many people. Now, I have said that this is going to be a short show. There are only a few things that really torque my screws and piss me off real bad, and the stuff that's been going on lately has done it. Now, I said get the info I posted to everyone you can. Well, now, how about the Black Panthers? That's a group that went underground. Oh, yeah, they're still there, full force, ready to go. They'd love to have some kind of something they could really sink their teeth into. Send them my show. Make sure they see the posts that I made. Take those posts, copy the link, and send it to people that might just take action on their own. Black Lives Matter, not to those people. They want Marxism. They want to do away with this country totally. And I hate to tell you, but at present, they're winning. If you can believe that shit. Oh, I never thought I'd see communists, Marxists, socialists, nasties loose in this country, but so be it. They're about to come up against a reality they don't expect. And the only way to make things real, oh, they've tried going to court, they've tried this, they've tried that. Judicial Watch is doing the very best they can within the law. What happens when somebody steps outside the law? What happens when things get real on a very real reality basis? Everybody pays attention all of a sudden. You notice that when you have people that die, things get real interesting. Ooh, people really want to know about that. They want to see some blood and guts, and a lot of people go to racetracks for that reason. I like to see them race, but that's, you know, the difference between me and them. I've done some racing. Now let's try to put this all together. There's a thing called parental rights. 42 U.S. Code 98580. Look it up. If you want to know more about your constitutional rights, well, I think most of you are probably very educated in that area. I will suggest that we don't have a problem with constitutional rights. The Bill of Rights or the Articles of Confederation. What we have a problem with is people think they are in charge telling people that are in enforcement, don't enforce. Stand down, policemen. What good does that do? Hello? I think maybe somebody's heard some of this before. Well, wait until you hear the echoes. There's going to be some echoes from what I'm intending to do. Very similar to somebody that took a musket and blew away one of our enemies at the beginning of the Civil War. The shot heard around the world. You're about to hear it again, and this time it ain't going to be just an echo or a false flag or fun and games. This time it's going to be very, very real. The gist of all this is that we have a choice. We can either stand up for our own freedom, personally, you, that's right. And there's a reason I say that. Do you think that they're going to allow anybody who owns a gun to be running around free with a gun? Don't bet on it. Bet on the fact that they're going to come get it. Now, they stated recently, Biden opened his big pie hole and puked all over the United States. everybody that's not vaccinated. Ooh, by the way, OSHA won't work. It's not a workaround. You can't get around the simplicity of what that stipulates. It doesn't have a damn thing to do with some kind of epidemic. Well, here's our choice. Either you can stand up, get you some extra ammo if you can. There's just people that are going to have to stand up unless you want to see your wife, kids, significant others, people you care about, trashed. What do I mean by trashed? If you haven't been on a battlefield, you don't have no idea as to what that means. If you didn't go, you don't know. Well, there's some nasty things coming, and they're coming our way. We have, so far, not had to take on people head on. It hasn't happened so far. Guess what? It's coming. And you have no clue as to how far it'll go. I do. I have people at at different command levels, and I don't mean the staff, the I don't mean all the commandants and generals and whatnot at the Pentagon. I'm talking about something different. It's all about to come unglued, and nobody seems to really understand how that works. Well, you squeeze people and screw the people to a certain extent, and even the most mild-mannered, never did a nasty, violent thing in their whole life kind of people, will come after you. They'll rip a fence post out of the ground and beat you to death with it. And that's what is basically coming. Civil War II, within this month, will start. And like I said, get the info I posted to everyone you can, preferably to people who don't think so, who think that I'm a radical dingleberry that likes to cause trouble. Yeah, well, I do, for the people that are causing this kind of problem. And yet you can help, and I'm asking for your help. Everybody and their mother-in-law needs to get the info I posted to everyone you can. Go ahead and quote the infamous and the verdict by Judicial Watch. They can use the free advertising anyway, but I'd like to see some people squirm real bad about right about now. And I'd like to see people recognize one thing. There's a movie called Hell in a High Water, and the theme song is what I'm going to play next. Listen up. Daddy's old LGO. Everybody's heard enough of that song, I would imagine. If you don't have the song by now, you need to go get it. It's on the internet. And here's what I got to say. Very simply, expect to read in the news, and I'm talking about the news, like, you know, national news, about certain people dying. That's coming. Hope everybody's ready. Now, I don't normally do this, but anybody wants to get in touch with me, you can do it. Go with Gayla Gia. She is supportive, and we are supportive of each other. Anyway, get the info I posted to everyone you can, preferably as many of the Latinos and the blacks and the other downtrodden races. There are a lot of people out there that need that information. They need to see that what the Democrats are doing. Next, they're going to be bringing chains out. Now, I bet you, next, they'll be bringing chains out. Can you imagine? Think about it. Anyway, go out there and spread the word. Get her done as best you can. If you need some backup, let me know. But the thing is, get her done.